to forcefully act on lawful carnal knowledge of female above 18 years of age in Nigeria is regarded as rape, while that of those below the age of 18 are regarded as defilement. However, the act, when committed by any individual, are all criminal acts. It is also of note that the elderly ones in the habit of defiling the young ones are known as pedophiles. President of Education, Gender, Youth and Women Network, a non-governmental body based in Abeokuta, Professor Elin Podude, while speaking on the increasing rate of rape and defilement in Ogun State, stressed the importance of empowering the female child to enable them speak up when confronted with assault and molestation. According to Professor Podude, the rate of rape and defilement in the society would reduce when the female gender speak out to enable the offenders punished to the maximum of the offense committed. The Don hinted that socio-cultural barriers against the female should be removed in the interest of the society. Also speaking, a woman rights activist based in Abeokuta, Mrs. Peju Oshoba, who described the increasing rate of rape and defilements as unacceptable. Also speaking, a woman rights activist based in Abeokuta, Mrs. Peju Oshoba, who described the increasing rate of rape and defilements as unacceptable due to its consequences of emotional trauma on the victim that may never heal. She called on every Nigerians to raise their voice against the criminal act.
Rape or defilement is a crime against the state. It is not acceptable. It's not something that should be taken lightly. And anyone who commits rape or defilement should pay for it. When you rape or you defile a person, you are taking over the will of that person. When you look at the consequences of rape, the effect it has on the victim, then you know that it's a very serious crime.
Spokesman of the Nigerian Police Force, Ogun State Command, Mr. Abimbola Oyeyemi, while speaking on the efforts of the command to reduce the rate of rape and defilement in Ogun State, noted that the most important way to reduce the crime was for victims to report to the security agents and be ready to testify in court. According to him, this will enable the criminals to be diligently prosecuted in court by the police.
Any rape victim, they should not be ashamed of reporting their body to the law enforcement agent, and they should make it a point of duty to always come to court to give evidence whenever such culprit is being tried in the court of law. And the parents of these small children that have been defined, they should stop collaborating with the suspect to truncate the course of justice. Some will go, they will go back and collect money from the suspect, and they will come to the station and say they are no longer interested in the case.
The police spokesman noted that various enlightenment campaigns are being embarked upon by the police to prevent rape and defilement, including engaging the parents on how to train their girl child from being victim of molestation, assault, defilement and rape. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.